गान्धर्वामुदवैरिनो पुनहिनो पुष्पानि सञ्चिन्वतो स्वारं स्मेर सकीकुलेन वितयोरीषत्स्मितेनन्वयो दृष्ट्वा कीलिकलिन्दयो नवलवम् हास्येन पुष्पच्चलाय कामं वा विलसन्दिता किल लता सेव्या परं प्रेमभी भविचय रसमग्नये काममादत्तयो हि मददतदुते नोल्लासमुल्लासयन्ति वद्भुविनवयून्नो सुप्रिया पक्षिणस्ते विदधतु मम सौख्यं स्पादमालोकनिहीन
As they pick flowers, the gently smiling lovers Sri Sri Radha and Krishna playfully quarrel. Seeing these eternally new and fresh transcendental pastimes, their gopi friends begin to smile, and the creepers of Braja, on the pretext of pushing forth new blossoms, also smile and laugh. May I serve these transcendental creepers with great love and devotion. The birds in the land of Braja, who are plunged into the nectar mellows of pure devotion, delight the nearby youthful divine couple with very sweet singing. I pray that these birds, so dear to the divine couple, may delight me with their glance. The bumblebees of Braja delight the divine couple by softly buzzing and gracefully wandering among the mango, kadamba, bakula, and other trees, as well as through the madhavis and other flowering vines. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to these bees. The forest king, Krishna, blossoming with happiness, became completely captivated by the sidelong glances of the forest queen, Srimati Radharani, who was also blossoming with happiness as he decorated her with many blossoming flowers from the king of Kadamba trees. I pray that that supremely opulent king of Kadamba trees may appear before me and grant transcendental happiness to my eyes. Lord Indra, the king of the demigods, humbled by great fear, grasped Lord Krishna's lotus feet and, accompanied by a surabhi cow, performed the coronation festival of bathing Krishna with the water of the celestial Ganges. In this way, Lord Krishna's kingship over the cows became splendidly manifest. I pray that that Govinda Kund, the lake created by that ceremonial bath, may eternally appear before my eyes. When Braja's king offered a great quantity of foodstuffs to Govardhan Hill, Krishna, the enemy of Agasura, assumed a gigantic form, proclaimed that he was actually Govardhan Hill, invited everyone to ask boons from him, and, fooling even Srimati Radharani, ate all the offered food. Let me take shelter of the Anakuta festival when Lord Krishna enjoyed these pastimes.
गिरिन्द्रवयो परिहाररूपी हरिशयन् यत्त विहारकारी सदा मुदाराज ते राजभोगर हरिस्थलं तत्त्व भजे नुरागै गत्त क्रीडा कुचकतमना नागरिन्द्रो नवीनो दानी भूत्वा मदन निपते गम्यदानच्छलेन यत्र प्रातक सकविदवितो वेष्टितक संगुरोध श्री गांधर्वान् निजगणवितं नौमितां कृष्णवेदी
Charming and handsome Lord Krishna enjoys transcendental pastimes on the summit of Govardhan Hill, the king of mountains. There he is splendidly manifest, eternally enjoying the pleasures of a transcendental king. With great love and devotion, I worship Govardhan Hill, where Lord Krishna enjoys transcendental pastimes. One day, Lord Krishna, the youthful king of amorous heroes, became eager at heart to enjoy the Dhanakeli pastime. Blocking the path, he forbade Srimati Radharani to pass, proclaimed himself a toll collector appointed by the King of Love, and demanded that she pay a toll of the milk product she was carrying. I sing the glories of Sri Krishna Bedi, the place where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes. Sri Krishna enjoyed the Dhanakeli pastime in a secluded place by the shore of a certain lake, and thus this lake has become known as Dhana Sarovara. The truth of this lake remains hidden to persons averse to the mellows of pure devotional service. Only the devotees have the power to understand it. I pray that I may reside at Dhana Sarovara, the place where Lord Krishna enjoyed the Dhanakeli pastime. Siri Sarovara, Brahma Sarovara, Kadambakanda Sarovara, Sumanak Sarovara, Rudra Sarovara, Apsarak Sarovara, Gaurika Sarovara, Jyotsna Mukshana Sarovara, Malyahara Sarovara, Vibhodari Sarovara, Indra Dvaja Sarovara, and many other beautiful lakes are splendidly manifested as so many beautiful jewels in a circle around divine Govardhan Hill. Let me glorify these transcendental lakes. During the spring season, the gopis move Sri Sri Radha and Krishna on a swing. The faces of the divine couple blossom with happiness by tasting the nectar of these swing pastimes. I worship Govinda Stala, the famous place where the divine couple enjoys these pastimes. When the Kaliya serpent offended Krishna's friends, for whom Krishna is more dear than life, the Lord punished him, dancing on him and kicking him with the soles of his feet. I worship Kaliya Radha, the lake where Lord Krishna performed these pastimes.
Surya Radhas Bipadan Murada Pushi Tata Ugnhata Pai Bhakti Prema Badarudhava Chaditakshi Mangoda Sevita Yatra Sri Pudashai Purnat Pashukodaya Ravishchito Rajate Sneha Radhas Surya Nama Padidam Tirtam Sadasam Shaye Atyanta tapasevanena patitak sanjata gharmotkarai Govindasya sarirato nipatitaya yatkirtam uccharabhu Dattat komala sandha sundara tadashi matsadam gochalam gandha harisu varisu ndatapaje paskanda nandandanai
Once, accompanied by the gopas, gopis, and lowing surabhi cows, the supremely opulent, noble, and magnanimous Lord Krishna felt very uncomfortable in the winter cold. 12 suns then appeared, and with great devotion warmed the Lord with their intense shining. I eternally take shelter of the sacred place where these 12 suns appeared, which bears the name Dvadasha Surya Tirtha. When the 12 suns shone from every direction, perspiration fell from Lord Krishna's transcendental body, and from this perspiration came a charming, splendid, clear lake bearing the sweet fragrance of the Lord's delicate, supremely handsome, and supremely opulent transcendental limbs. Bowing down, I worship this lake, known as Praskandana Sarovara. When the girls of Braja entered the clear waters of the Yamuna to prepare for the incomparable worship of goddess Katyayani, they left their garments on the shore. Smiling and clever Krishna stole those garments, climbed the Kadamba tree, embarrassed the girls by speaking many splendid joking words, and eventually returned the garments. I take shelter of Chiragata, where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes. The horse demon Keshi made the three worlds tremble with his mad neighing, and with the wild rolling of his eyes he set the entire universe aflame. Krishna killed this demon as easily as one splits a blade of grass, and then washed the blood from his hands at a place now known as Keshi Tirtha. I worship that sacred place. the beautiful, wealthy, and learned wives of the Yajnika Brahmins voluntarily, happily, and devotedly fed Krishna, Balaram, and all their affectionate friends many varieties of the four kinds of foodstuff, each dish rebuking the taste of nectar. We bow down to offer our respects to the place where Lord Krishna enjoyed this pastime. The splendid and affectionate gopis, desiring to quickly attain the treasure of the embraces of Lord Krishna, devotedly and happily worship Lord Shiva on the bank of the Yamuna. Every day I worship Gopishwar Tirtha, where the gopis perform their worship.
Bhayat kamsa syara sadhyam chedat chandan upade vinikshipta radha rasikila pitra prakititak purantam tham drishva kamapi ganapunja kutivaram tamevaptum yatnad yama bhajata suyo vatusano Avi Baba Mahotsave Mododipo Sarno Muktapada Shrini Vibhama Mundite Nabhagavi Lakshade Dodhvi Muda Divyalankate Datna Parvatati Lat Prashtadikam Chadarad Vipre Bhyakkila Yatta Sarvajapati Vande Dohat Kananam
Seeing her father worship Suryadev out of fear of the nearby Kamsa, Srimati Radharani, in the secluded place known as Shantanupad, also earnestly worshipped Suryadev to attain as her husband a certain youth whose complexion is as dark as a host of monsoon clouds. I pray that Suryadev may protect us. During the great festival of Lord Krishna's birth, the king of Braja respectfully gave to the Brahmins a mountain of glittering jewel ornaments, an even greater mountain of grains, and 200,000 young cows, all beautifully decorated with gold and necklaces of large pearls. I offer my respectful obeisances to Mahavan, the place where the king gave this charity. In the city of Mukyaravali, the precious jewel known as Srimati Radharani took birth in the mine of Kirtida Devi's womb, which is glorified by jubilant demigods, sages, and human beings. I pray that when I enter King Vishwabhanu's capital city of Mukyaravalipur, populated with many gopas, gopis, and surabhi cows, I may become drowned in a great flood of transcendental bliss and love. Let me worship the forest of Kamyavan. It is very dear to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and it contains the Kama Sarovara Lake, where the gopis enjoy many transcendental pastimes. In the forest of Bandi Ravana, my beautiful queen, proud Sri Radha, started a wrestling competition among her closest friends. When she eagerly wrestled with Lord Krishna, she brought great happiness to the god of love. Let me worship that forest of Bandi Ravana. When the Yamuna River would not come according to his order, angry Lord Balaram began to drag it toward the ocean with the edge of his plow. I devotedly offer my respects to wonderful Ramagat, where even today all men may see the marks where Balaram began to drag the Yamuna. When Lord Krishna saw his friends, to whom he is more dear than life, enter the sinful Agasura's belly, which burned with a great forest fire of the most violent poison, Krishna also entered the demon, killed it, and rescued his friends. I pray that Sarpasthali, the place where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes, may protect me. When the creator Brahma became eager to see his master's glory, he stole the cowherd boys and calves, and Lord Krishna pleased the mothers of the boys and calves by assuming the forms of their sons. I worship Vatsaharasthali, where the Lord enjoyed this pastime. Lord Brahma, afraid that he had committed a grave offense by stealing the cowherd boys and calves, fell down on the ground, and with tears in his eyes he spoke many wonderful and unprecedented prayers, glorifying, gently smiling Lord Krishna, who is both the giver of liberation and the wonderful coward son of the king of Prussia. Let us glorify this sacred place, Sesha Biru Chaturmukha, where frightened Brahma offered prayers to the Lord.
Ganda vyakula bhinga sanchayachamu sanghishta pushpotkarai mrajachkalpalatabalashanikararim mrajitanisputam yanisparatadagapavatanadivindena rajantyaho krishna preshtavananitaninitadambandemahodvarasho Bhunak premadasaisadam rodupo dasaksakachapriyam Suprana buddha topita pradayugam hitveha masandasho Gritanyo nivasansadi yakataya goshtam moho jivayat Yayatam kidapasya krishna mititam hurnavaham yudhavam
Filled with many large lakes, hills, and rivers, with many desire trees and desire creepers, and with many flowers invaded by a great army of bumblebees intoxicated by the sweet aroma, the 12 forests of Vrindavan are splendidly beautiful. I bow down to offer my respects at every moment to these 12 forests, which are very dear to Lord Krishna. Uddhava, who is eternally filled with the nectar of pure devotional love for Lord Krishna, left behind the Lord's lotus feet, which are millions of times more dear to Uddhava than his own life's breath, and happily stayed in Braja for 10 months. Moment by moment, he brought the residents of Braja back to life by describing Lord Krishna's pastimes. He said to them, "Look, Krishna has returned. I carry Uddhava's feet upon my head. With great humility, let me offer my respectful obeisances to the supremely pious, dear devotees of the Lord who reside in Braja. Even though Brahma is a great demigod entrusted with many weighty duties, he sincerely yearns to take birth among the bushes and blades of grass in Braja. Some great souls, because of having previously worshipped the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna with the eternally fresh sweetness of pure transcendental love, are able to reside on the shore of Queen Radha's favorite lake, Radha Kund. These great devotees are my life and soul. The grass, bushes, insects, and other creatures in Braja are all very dear to Lord Krishna. They assist the Lord in his pastimes. They are full of transcendental bliss. Again and again, the scriptures recount the earnest requests of Brahma and others to reside in Braja. For these reasons, I bow down to offer my respects to all the creatures who reside in Braja. When, aimlessly wandering around Govardhan Hill, madly calling out, O Radha, O Krishna, again and again, and stumbling as I walk, will I sprinkle the places of the Lord's pastimes with tears from my eyes? Neither Brahma, Narada, Shiva, or the great devotees filled with pure love of Krishna are able to properly or completely understand the sweetness of the land of Braja. Only Lord Balaram and his mother Rohini, who are both filled with transcendental love, are able to understand the land of Braja. How is it possible for me to describe the land of Braja? Even if I have the opportunity to bathe in the nectarian ocean of pure love of Krishna, and even if I have the pure devotees of the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead as my associates, I will not consent to live, even for a single moment, in any sacred place other than Brajabhumi. Even if the residents of Braja appear to be ordinary, and even if they fill my ears with useless gossip, I pray that I may remain among them, eternally residing here in Braja.
Ragin rupa manjaya bhakti katmura dvishaha gunarat taradhaya Bhara Yugmam Gati Mama.
The 2 feet of Srimati Rupa Manjari, who is full of love for Lord Krishna and who expertly worships Srimati Radharani, are the only goal of my life.
Idam niyatam adaran vajvilasa namastavam sada vajjanolasan madada madhuri bandhuram muhukutuk sanvitak vadipatandi hevalgutat samam padikara vidham mitlumatta pasyandite.
These verses, which bear the title Vajvilasava, are very graceful and beautiful, filled with the splendid and charming sweetness of the residents of Vraja. They who regularly read these verses with great respect and greedy enthusiasm will be able to directly see the divine couple surrounded by their associates in this land of Vraja. What follows is the Sri Shachi Sun Vashtaka, 8 verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Shachi, by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami.
Ahadi Drishtva Goshte Mukudakatamatman Matulam Sumadhuyam Radha Priyatada Sakivatamabito Aho Gonde Jatak Bhavada pada gorai gatanu bhag sachi sunu kimme Naina sadani myasati punak sachi sunu kimme Naina sadani myasati punak.
One day in Vrindavan, Lord Hari saw his own incomparable sweetness reflected in a mirror. Desiring to become like his most dear associate, Srimati Radharani, the Lord appeared in the land of Bengal, assuming an unparalleled golden form. Oh, will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Bhuri Deva Syanta Ganya Maduna Snana Mavaro Muhu Govindo Hodya Vishita Padicha Yachita Pada Sarupasya prana Buddha kamalami rajatamoka Shachi sunu kimme Nayana sadanim yasati punak Shachi sunu kimme Nayana sadanim yasati punak.
Lord Chaitanya is bathed by the sweet beverage of the love of Ishwara Puri, and his feet are constantly worshipped by the splendid service of Govindadas. His face is worshipped by the thousands of lotus flowers of the life breath of Sarup Damodar Goswami. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Dadanak kopinam tadupadi bahivasya madunam Dukando he madri Dutibidna ditak sevitatanu Mudagayan uchai Nijmadbanama valimaso Shachi sunu kimme Nayana sadanim yasati punak Shachi sunu kimme Nayana sadanim yasati punak.
Lord Chaitanya wore a sannyasi dhoti, and above that a saffron garment. He appeared like the trunk of a tree illuminated by the effulgence of the golden mountain Sumeru. With a loud voice he sang his own sweet holy names. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Anavejam puvar api muni ganay bhakti naponai Shute gudham premo Sarvadasapalam Bhakti Latikam Kripalusatam Gode Prabodhati Kripabhi Pakatayam Sati Sunukime Nayana Sudanim Yasati Pono Sati Sunukime Nayana Sudanim Yasati Pono.
The creeper of devotional service, which has the splendid mellow of conjugal love as its fruit, remained unknowable to the previous sages who were expert in devotional service, and it remained hidden to the Vedas. Compassionate Lord Chaitanya, with his great mercy, revealed that creeper in the land of Bengal. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Vijatve Godiyan Jagadipadi Grihat Buriman Hare Krishna Keva Ganana Vidhna Kita Yatabo Hiti Prayam Shiksham Janaka Ivate Vyakta Vidishan Sachi Sunukime Nayana Sadani Yasati Kunak Sati Sunukime Nayana Sadani Yasati Kunak.
Lord Chaitanya accepted the people of Bengal as his countrymen in this world. He instructed them just like a father, saying, O people, please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to a fixed number of recitations every day. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Bhurak Pashyan Nila Chalapati Nudu Prem Navahai Chadan Netram Bhobhis Napadanajadhi Gojulatanu Sadatishtan Deshe Panihigadudastam Bachadame Sati Sunukime Nayana Sudani Yasati Pono Sati Sunukime Nayana Sudani Yasati Pono.
Regularly staying at his favorite place behind the Garuda Stambha, Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala. At that time, Lord Chaitanya would be overcome with great pure love of Godhead, and his tall, effulgent form would become bathed with the tears trickling down from his eyes. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Muda dandar dashma duti vijita bandhuk madudan kadam kritva vamam kati nihetamanyam padilasam samutapya premna ganata pulako nitya kutuki sati sunukime nayana sadanim yasati punak sati sunukime nayana sadanim yasati punak.
With great delight, Lord Chaitanya bit his lips, which defeated the beauty of the red bandhuka flowers. Placing his left hand on his waist and raising his right hand in the air, he became very eager to dance. The hairs of his body stood upright, and he was absorbed in pure love of God. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Sarittira rame gudhav dudo gokula vidho nadimanyam kuhuvan nayana jaladhara vitati bhi muhumucham gacchan mitakam eva vishwam vidachayan sati sunukime nayana sudaniyasati punak sati sunukime nayana sudaniyasati punak.
Staying in a garden by the bank of a river, and afflicted with feelings of intense separation from Lord Krishna, the moon of Gokula, Lord Chaitanya made another river from the tears falling from the two clouds of his eyes. In this condition, he repeatedly fainted, and he considered that the entire world had become just like a corpse. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes? Shachi Suno Rasyashtakam Vidnam Abhishtam Vratachayat Sadadanyo Drekad Ativishadamudhi Patatiyak Bhukamam Chetanya Prabhudatik Pavish Vivishak Vitu Premam Bodhau Patitavasade Mandriyatitam. These eight verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, the son of Shachi Devi, grant all the desires of the devotees. If, his mind purified because of great humility, one regularly reads these verses, then Lord Chaitanya, as if controlled by great feelings of mercy, willingly plunges that reader into the expansive ocean of love of God, which grants one the mellows of devotional service celebrated in the Vaishnava scriptures. Next is the Sri Govardhanashriya Dashakam, 10 appeals for shelter at Govardhan Hill.
Saptaham vudajitkaram vudaparim rajakkanistanguli krojan vulgavarat kopadmalam mugdandire popiyo patakshepakashakkanakkamukatakrodevajam dragapat Kastam Gokula Bandavam Vidivadam Govardhanam Nashriye.
When the crocodile known as Maharaj Indra showered great volumes of water from his mouth, Govardhan Hill immediately gave the land of Braja all protection. For 7 days, Govardhan Hill became like an intoxicated bumblebee on the lotus whirl of the little finger of Lord Krishna's lotus hand. Who will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, the best of mountains and the dear friend of the residents of Gokula?
Indrat venibhatam gavam sudanadito yena dinatmana sakrina lukata chakara sudadi yena abhishekam hare Yatkache janitena nandajanam govinda kundam kriti kastam gonka dinda patashakadam govadanam nashriye.
On Govardhan Hill, a Surabhi cow bathed Lord Hari with her milk and thus established Lord Hari as the Indra of the Surabhi cows. At the same time, the demigod Indra bathed Krishna with the waters of the celestial Ganges. The liquids from these bathings accumulated at the base of Govardhan Hill and became known as Govindakund, the source of transcendental happiness for the Lord's devotees. What pious person would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose peak is the place of Lord Krishna's divine pastimes?
Svadunya divarinya tirta ganato ridhanya jasram hari siri mram maharaspadak priyataka kitana kundanya pi vremakshemudu chipradani padito bradante yasya vrati kastam manyamanindavan dagunam govardhanam nashriye.
The many lakes and ponds present in every part of Govardhan Hill are collectively known as Sri Danakund. These lakes are very dear to Balaram, Brahma, Shiva, the Apsaras, and all the residents of the celestial planets. For Lord Hari, these lakes are more dear and pleasing than the celestial Ganges River and all other sacred places. These lakes grant auspiciousness, attraction to Krishna, and pure love for Krishna to those who bathe in them. What follower of spiritual vows will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose transcendental virtues are glorified by Shukadeva Goswami, the monarch among saintly sages?
Jyotsna Mukshana Malyahada Sumanungo Dimbaladin Vaja Gandharvadi Sarangsini Jahagadi Shingada Singhasanam Gopalo pihadistalam hairapi spurjandi yat sarvatak kastam go mrigapakshi vikshalalitam govardhanam nashriyet.
Mm-hmm. Jyotsna Mukshana, Malya, Hara, Sumanak, Gauri, Boladi Dhaja, and Gandharva Kund are the names of some of the lakes and ponds that pervade the expanse of Govardhan Hill. There are also many swiftly moving streams and waterfalls on Govardhan Hill, which is like a great throne where Lord Hari, in his original form as a cowherd boy, performs his conjugal pastimes. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, which appears very beautiful, filled with many Surabhi cows, deer, birds, and kalpa vriksha trees? Ganga krutyadi kambakadi padajarishtadi kundam bahan bhaktya yakshidi sanati nisatatam vreyan shivarapya bhur Radha kundam nimtatai vamudajit pradaprasadam dadat vreyakstam yitamum bhavatkayatam govadamam nashriye. The two ponds known as Shyamakund and Radhakund are situated at the base of Govardhan Hill. Shyamakund, which was born from the kick of Lord Krishna's lotus foot, is more purifying than millions of Ganges rivers. One who, again and again, with great devotion, carries on his bowed head some drops of water from Shyamakund, becomes dearer than the demigod Shiva in the eyes of Lord Hari. One who carries in the same way the water of the precious jewel known as Radhakund obtains the full mercy of Lord Krishna, the killer of the Mura demon. Such a person becomes the most glorious of the intimate devotees of the Lord. Considering this, who within this material world will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill?
Yasyam madhavanadiko vasavati madhaya radham taro Mamje chanchada kelipata balanatrasa istuvat yastato Svabhishtam banamada deva hati sayasmin mano janavi Akastam tam navadambati pativavam govardhanam nashriye.
One day, the pilot Madhava took the beautiful Srimati Radharani on board his boat, and together they sailed the waters of the celestial Manasa Ganga River, which flows along the slopes of Govardhan Hill. In the middle of the river, a great storm suddenly arose and rocked the boat with great waves. Seeing this, Srimati Radharani became afraid and prayed to Lord Madhava to rescue her. Hearing her appeal, Madhava announced that Srimati Radharani's kiss was the price which must be paid to convince him to calm the waters. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, where the youthful divine couple perform various transcendental pastimes?
Rase Sri Shatavanya Sundar Dasaki Vrindanchita Sorabha Vrajat Krishna Vasala Bahu Vilasat Kanti Madho Madhavi Radha Nityate Yatta Chada Vilate Rasastali Sapara Yasmin Kashukati Tamun Namataye Govardhanam Nashriye.
Accompanied by a host of beautiful gopis, her own beauty worshipped and praised by hundreds of goddesses of fortune, and the aromatic, nectarian, glistening, blackish arm of her dearmost Madhava playfully resting on her neck, Srimati Radharani dances in the beautiful, transcendental place of the Rasa Leela in Maruvan Forest on the slope of Govardhan Hill. O friend, what pious person would not take shelter of this supremely exalted Govardhan Hill?
Yatra sviya ganasya vikrama bata vacha muhu bhullato smera kurid ganda vibha masharai shasvan mito vidhayo dhanyo no navadana sist dakali bhangya hasan jimbate akastam tat kritu kheri suchi nasidam govadanam nashriye.
On Govardhan Hill, the cowherd boys and girls have become messengers carrying the letters of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who, reading each other's daring proposals, blossom forth in many smiles. Meeting on Govardhan Hill, Radha and Krishna mercilessly pierce each other with a shower of the sharpened arrows of their smiling sidelong glances. On Govardhan Hill, Radha and Krishna sometimes manifest their playful lovers' quarrels. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, where the divine couple manifested so many transcendental pastimes? Shri Dama Divyasya Sanchiya Vatak Sankarshane Nolusan Yasmin Gochaya Chara Chara Napado Viviti Gayatyaso Range Guda Guhasa Charpatayati Smarakriyam Radaya Akastam Sobhaga Bhushitam Chitatunam Govadanam Nashri. In the company of his elder brother Balaram and his contemporary friends like Shri Dama, Shri Krishna shouts, sweetly sings, and plays as he earnestly takes care of the Surabhi cows on the slopes of Govardhan Hill. In the concealed caves of Govardhan Hill, Shri Krishna also manifests his conjugal pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose beautiful slope is decorated with all auspiciousness? Kalindim tapanodbhavam kritikananatyunnamachekaran shivrindavipanam janepsadabhavam mandishadam chasriyam ahitvayam pratipudiyam vajakate manam mukundodado kastam shingikaditinam girinapam govadanam nashriye. When Vraja was threatened by Maharaj Indra, Lord Mukunda neglected the Kalindi River, which is the daughter of the sun god, the forest of Vrindavan, which fulfills all the desires of those who remain there, the various tall hills of Braja, and the village of Nandishwar. In order to save the residents of Braja, he neglected these and gave all his attention to Govardhan Hill. Who would not take shelter of this Govardhan Hill, the crowned monarch of all mountains? Tasmin vasadam asya ramma dasakam govadam asya hiyat bradhum bhutam idam yadiyak payajir nandya vaktraraki tasyo jadguna vrinda bandadakane jivatu rupasyatat dhoshaya priyadam babat kritipalam pakvam yamingite. By the mercy of Govardhan Hill, these 10 delightful verses, which encourage the reader to reside at Govardhan Hill, have appeared from the mouth of a blind old man, the author. Govardhan Hill is like a beautiful mine filled with the precious jewels of various transcendental virtues, and it is my very life and soul. I pray that these verses may please Govardhan Hill. This is the final result I seek in writing this poem. We conclude with a few verses from the Sri Sri Gopal Raja Stotram, Prayers to Krishna, the King of the Cowherds. Vapudatalatamalas Pita Bahurushako Padijitagidivar Yasvarnavarnaika Gucho Katikutapadahasta Raktashaka Gradijak Patapati Giripate Sushcha Gopala Rajo. The incomparably beautiful tamal tree of Sri Krishna's transcendental form has two great branches, which are his arms. As his right hand, with its beautifully reddish fingertips, rested on his hip, his left hand held up Govardhan Hill as if it were a single bunch of golden-colored flowers. This Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on the slope of Govardhan Hill, the crown which decorates the summits of the mountain community. Ruchiratukabidhani pankaje pullayantam subhagavadunagatram chitta chandandadhano vilasadadadabimba grahi nasa sukhoshta patapati gidipatte sushtugopala rajo. The wonderful moon of Sri Krishna's beautiful face causeth the blossoming of the two lotus flowers, which are his glistening eyes. His nose appears like the beak of a parrot who is eagerly smelling the fragrance of the splendid bimba fruits, which are his lips. This Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on the slope of Govardhan Hill, the crown which decorates the summits of the mountain community.
Vachana mudra vasanam bhayana goparama kulla mudunditantam hapyunmadi krityakamam abhimata dati ratna nyada danastato drak patapati giddi patte sushtu gopada rajo.
By giving the gopis the nectar of his eloquent words to drink, Sri Krishna causes them to become intoxicated. In that condition, the gopis offer him the jewels of their transcendental pastimes with him, and the Lord cheerfully accepts these gifts. This exceedingly powerful and handsome Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on Govardhan Hill, the crown that decorates the summits of the mountain community.